It's the Fret Nats On Deck pregame show, a Sunday here in Fredericksburg. A little chilly, a little dreary, but hopefully we're playing baseball today as the Freddies go for the split against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Eric Bach joined by Jake Lowry, skipper of the Fret Nats. And Skip, I don't know if I've ever seen a week on offense like this for a team where they explode for 16 runs in one game and then get shut out in two other games in the week. It's just kind of been an up and down week, but a nice bounce back win last night, a chance to win two games on the weekend today.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we had a 1-0 game that felt like it was 10-0, and then we, you know, push out 16 on the, you know, the education day, and then get shut out the next day. But we had chances throughout the week. Last night was a great win. You know, we won the game on obviously two home runs, and our pitching did, you know, just enough to hold that win down. But hopefully today we come out swinging.
One super positive about this team so far, I think, has been the bullpen. The collective group has an ERA around 3 in 70-some-odd innings this year. That's really good for this group that when you get a lead late in the game, we're 7-0 when leading after 7 this year. I mean, that's a really good luxury to have.
That's a recipe for success. Some of these guys are, like we talked about previously, these guys have been in this league. They've been on this team. They know what, you know, they know when they're hot, they know when they're not. But at the same time, to have a back end of the bullpen and you could just hand it off to the next guy, you're expecting them to throw up zeros and work around traffic. And they've been doing a great job for us all season.
You mentioned the homers last night. It was Brandon Pimentel and Philip Glasser. Those two guys are leading the way on offense. Pimentel's got 20 RBIs. That's way more than anyone else in the Carolina League right now. Glasser and Gavin Dugas is in that group as well, at the top of the league in most every offensive category. When you can pencil those three guys in, you got to feel pretty good about your chance to win.
Absolutely. You know, you spread these guys out with some of the prospects we have, and it kind of balances out the lineup for us offensively. But, you know, Glasser at the top of the lineup has just been kind of doing his job, just, you know, ho-hum every week, every game he's playing. Pimentel, 2 grand slams in a month, let alone a season, is amazing. But, you know, like I said, two in a month is pretty cool. But, yeah, you know, keeping these guys rolling is the success and, you know, what we're striving to look for development side.
I thought Mark Davis was excellent last night, getting the feel back for the baseball and just for all of his pitches after Tommy John. What did you see from him last night?
Yeah, big thing with Mark is, you know, repeating his delivery. His fastball was, you know, when it's if he's trying to throw it at the top of the zone, it's too high. You know, they're easy takes. So when he can get that going, that's going to what's going to make him his complete pitcher. But his breaking ball and changeup are really good. And for him to just kind of not breeze through three innings, but get through three innings comfortably for us was a huge success and a huge win. And the more and more he keeps going and building on those innings is what, you know, is what we're looking for his comeback.
Liam Sullivan's been a great starter at the beginning of the week for your rotation. This is a guy that I think has slimmed down coming into this season. He just looks like a guy that can give you length in the starting rotation, and so far he's been that guy.
You're right. Yeah, he's slimmed down. He's a little bit more nimble, a little bit more athletic. I think that was part of his player plan, part of, you know, what was going to make him a better pitcher for a long season. Him using his breaking ball, his fastball, you know, when teams are going to, you know, he's going to exploit the weaknesses, and that's his job. But he's been a great addition. But like you said, at the beginning of the week, to get a, you know, a hard throwing, you know, really good lefty, especially a guy that can control the running game as well, it always gives us, you know, bodes us for some success.
We talked on Wednesday about what Philip Glasser did in that Education Day game. 4 hits, 4 RBIs, 3 stolen bases. That hasn't been done in the big league since 1986, and it's been done in the minors 4 times since 2005. We always talk about, oh, you never know what you're going to see when you come to the ballpark, but that is pretty freaking remarkable.
Yeah, some guy named Joe Carter, I don't know, I think he won a World Series with the Blue Jays, no big deal. Yeah, showed Glasser that article. I don't think he saw it, but pretty cool, man. I told him Cooperstown was asking for his bat and his cleats, but he was, you know, he didn't want to give them up. But no, he's a winner, man. He's a gamer. You know, it doesn't always look pretty, but you can put him anywhere and slot him in the lineup, and, you know, he's going to give his best effort, and he's a ball player.
One guy who's also in the infield who was with us all of last year that I think is off to a great start this year is Armando Cruz. Seems to be staying in his zone better, getting pitches to hit. How would you assess Cruzy at the plate so far? Obviously, we know what he can do with the glove.
Yeah, absolutely. No, his intent is a lot better, right? So, you know, last night he didn't have too much to show for his, you know, offensive output, but the intent of his swing was better. It's not just trying to push the ball in play or make contact, because he has such a good he can make contact so well. You know, a lot of guys, his hand-eye coordination's, you know, unbelievable, but his swing and his intent last night, you know, he hit two balls over 98, 95, 99, ex Avilo. And while there are outs, those are the continued swings that we want him to take, and the intent behind it, it's real. So he's improving, and you know, he's, again, he's 20 years old. He is playing his second, you know, low A season as a 20-year-old, you know, at a premium position. You know, I think he's on the right track.
Saw TJ get the mini manager last night on Star Wars night. I know that it's not uncommon for your family to be around here, but that's something that you really don't take for granted, I don't think.
No, it's great, man. Like I said, I could be, you know, managing in California and not get to see my family a lot, but you know, when they're able to come up and no one has track meets or baseball games on the weekend, it's always a blessing for them. And you know, just for the, you know, the FredNat staff to keep them involved in the games and stuff, it really means a lot.
Jake Lauer and FredNat's on deck. Freddie's going for the series split before we hit the road next week. Thank you, Skip.
No problem, Eric. Go Freddies.